Now it is our pleasure to continue what has become a series that we all look forward to. It's been, five plus years that we've been having Pittsburgh Concert Society honorees with us. And today we have, coincidentally, a pianist. So piano music will continue this hour. You will get a chance to know more about her after her first song, but let me now introduce you to the music from Rebecca Lee. Was absolutely beautiful, and I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I did. And thank you to Rebecca Lee, who you just heard. Rebecca, can you tell me, we'll get your mic just perfectly set. Can you tell me the name of the piece you played?
That was a sonata by Haydn in F major.
And I'd like to know a little bit about you. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 15, and I go to North Allegheny. Well, I'm going to go to North Allegheny Senior High School.
So you're making the transition from intermediate to senior. And that's probably not too rough, right? Because it's only two grades in the senior high school. You were honored by the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Tell me how that went. Did you have to audition and play before a panel?
Well, the audition was in January. And so it was in the Kresge Theater in Carnegie Mellon. And I went there and there was one judge. And I was actually really, really nervous.
I would be too. I was going to ask you if you were, because it would be very scary. And plus, that's a very beautiful hall. And so were you on stage playing?
Yeah, I was on stage.
And after you played for the judge, what happened next?
I actually had thought I didn't make it. So I went home with my family. We went to a restaurant as like a relaxing thing after the audition. But then we came home and all of a sudden a call came and my family saw the caller ID and it said PCS and everyone started freaking out. And so I answered the call and it turned out I won. So I was really, really happy.
That's terrific. And that happened on the same day?
Yeah.
Wow. So you didn't have to wait too long. That's wonderful. Would you like to acknowledge any teachers or family members or friends who might be listening?
Yeah, there are a lot of people. First, I'd like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society, especially Ms. Antoinette Tuma. They've given me a lot of opportunities, and they really guided me and provided a really welcoming atmosphere. I'd also like to thank my piano teacher, Ms. Ann Lin. She's really helped me learn how you can express yourself through music, and she's shown me how beautiful it can be. I'd like to thank my parents, my mom and my dad. They've dealt with me in my kind of severe mood swings. And also I'd like to thank the Saturday Light Brigade for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. And you've got an artistic temperament. That's right. That's a good thing. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you graduate high school in a couple of years?
Well, we've started looking at colleges. So we've just been to a lot of college tours on the East Coast. And I've been thinking I want to go to a college in a big city. So someplace that's new and not in Pittsburgh. I'd like to go somewhere else. I'm Korean, and I kind of like to embrace my culture. So I'd like if there was a large Korean community there where I can eat a lot and meet a lot of people. So
that might take you to the West Coast, I would imagine, or maybe New York. Well, it's so nice to get to know you better, and you've got two more songs to play, Rebecca. What's the next selection?
I'm playing an impromptu number 3 in G flat major by Schubert.
Once again, here is from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Rebecca Lee.
Thank you.
Rebecca Lee at the Saturday Light Brigade. You can learn more about Pittsburgh Concert Society auditions and programs at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. And beginning this fall, September 28th, and thereafter, there are monthly concerts that are scheduled featuring the winners of the Young Artist Competition, the honorees, and you can get complete details on all of those performances at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. I also would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society and Antoinette Tuma for all that they and she do and does for our community in terms of music and keeping things such that there are so many opportunities for students. Rebecca, I was curious what else you like to do when you're not playing the piano.
I also play the violin. I was in Tripo last year.
That's Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras. Do you still play violin as well?
Yeah, I still play violin.
And are there academic subjects or sports or other types of leisure things you enjoy?
I really like reading. I feel like it takes me somewhere else when I don't want to think about what's happening around me.
Oh, that's a nice thing. What have you read lately, or are you reading anything now?
Well, right now I'm supposed to read East of Eden for my English class, so it's like a summer assignment, but it's good so far. I'm enjoying it. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, you've got one more piece. I've really enjoyed talking with you today, and I know people have enjoyed hearing you. Before you tell us the name of it and play it, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd like to thank everyone for listening to me. Even though my playing does need improvement, I'm really happy you guys listen to me. And I hope that someday I can create even more beautiful music.
How old are you again?
15.
I think you sound very good. And, you know, for me at least, I feel like I'm always my worst critic. You're playing beautifully. What's the piece you're going to play next?
I'm playing Sonatine by Ravel. I'm playing the first movement.
Once again, our pleasure to welcome you as you listen to Rebecca Lee from Pittsburgh Concert Society and her piece now from Ravel. Thank you. Rebecca Lee at the Saturday Light Brigade. You sounded so wonderful, and good morning to Denny in Grove City. I already answered Denny's email. I hope I was right. He wanted to know if you had any CDs, and I said I don't think so, but he mentioned that he truly is enjoying listening to Rebecca Lee, an awesome young lady. And I advised Denny, as I will also advise you as you're listening, if you would like to hear Rebecca Lee again, it will be available at neighborhoodvoices.org.